Thanks for joining us on the Hire a Hero, Hire a Vet podcast. This episode concludes our three-part mini-series created to tell the story of Orion, who we are, where we came from, and what the future holds. If you haven't listened to the first two episodes with Bill Lachlan, one of Orion's founders and current board members, and Mike Starich, Orion's CEO, make sure to check those out too. This week, we're celebrating our new name, Orion Talent. In addition to military and skilled talent, we now offer a full range of recruitment optimization and outsourcing solutions through Orion Novotis. Orion Novotis is an Orion Talent company dedicated to transforming recruitment operations to deliver more candidates, better hires, shorter hiring cycles, and lower costs. Our last guest is Corey Cruz. Corey is the president of Orion Novotis, formerly known as Novotis. Corey has more than 15 years of experience guiding top-tier companies and managing talent acquisition programs, leading both national and international RPO engagements for Fortune 100 companies. If you have any questions about this podcast or ideas for a future podcast, please send me an email at podcast@oriontalent.com. Good morning, Corey. Thanks for joining today.
Good morning, Megan.
I'm excited to talk to you. As you know, I talked to Mike yesterday a little bit about the history of Orion and then just moving forward where we see ourselves and obviously the merging with Orion and Novotis to now be Orion Talent is a huge part of that. So lots to talk about today, but before we get into that, I want you to just tell us a little bit about you and a little bit about your background, kind of your career path leading up to Novotis and now what you've been doing since you've been with Novotis.
Sure. My name's Corey Cruz. I'm currently president of Orion Novotis. I am married. This year's coming up on 28 years to my wonderful wife, Debbie. We have three kids that are all out of the house and growing adult children. I'm a Southern California guy. I made my way to Colorado to go to school. I came back to California where I discovered executive recruitment. That was my entry into talent acquisition. I had the opportunity to work with companies all over the world. After about 4 years in executive recruitment, I was recruited by Dell, which kind of gave me my introduction to Austin, Texas. It was in the early days. I did not end up going to work for Dell, but I was always very intrigued with the challenge of hiring a lot of people and doing it really well, almost with that executive search candidate experience. It was very early on in corporate recruiting. The corporations started spending more money on talent acquisition when HR really moved from personnel to human resources and human capital management. I came to Austin, entered into corporate recruiting. That quickly, the accelerated growth in Austin quickly took me into working for a couple venture capital companies and starting a few companies. The last one that we did got purchased by Lucent Microelectronics, and then I ended up leading global talent for Lucent. When 9/11 hit, it kind of took the whole tech world took a big spill. I exited out of that and moved into the RPO world early on. Went to work for a company ultimately that was acquired by Manpower Business Solutions. It was really bringing everything that I had done in my career together, the talent acquisition, the management, the business process reengineering, change management, and branding and technology. And from there, we helped large companies, construction companies, technology companies, insurance companies, hire thousands of people all over the world. I was recruited by Novotis. I'm going on my 11th year at Novotis. I came in as a partner. The whole gist of what we did was to build a company that was worth keeping and have options, and it was to grow. which we did. And, you know, currently we now came together with Orion to bring a powerhouse punch to the industry. So it's been a heck of a ride. Been very rewarding, and we've accomplished some great things.
Awesome. Now, you've been in recruiting for a while, and that's pretty similar to Mike's background, who I talked to yesterday, and really several of the other recruiters that I've interviewed. But one common theme seems to be, it's not like as a kid I dreamed of growing up to be a recruiter. So I know you've been in recruiting for a while, but when was it then that you decided you wanted to do it? Was that your focus in college, or was it after college?
No, you know, it was really out of necessity. I had two very small children at the time, and it was like, okay, you know, what are you going to do now? And, you know, I was very entrepreneurial, very much do it on your own, excel, climb the ladder quick, make money. And in executive recruiting, I came upon, you know, chance. And, you know, after I was doing it for about a quarter or two, I realized that there's not many other professions that give you exposure to so many different industries and so many different people and geographies and business process, and it was fascinating. And it still is. It's more fascinating than ever.
I'm sure, especially just with the nature of how things change. One thing that Mike and I talked about yesterday is just, you know, Orion's been around for 26 years now, and so we joked a little bit about what some people call the dark ages of Orion before the internet and, you know, before all these things that we use for everyday business now, which is crazy to think about how it even would have operated back then, but just, of course, that was way back then, but just even now with the changing landscape of recruiting and then even with now the military talent piece added to it, I can see how that would kind of give you a renewed sense of excitement.
Absolutely, and you're right, Megan. The you know, when we started recruiting, nobody had computers on their desk, and there was no job boards, and blah blah blah. And to watch it accelerate to where it is now is it's phenomenal.
Yeah, for sure. So you mentioned a lot of rewarding aspects of working not only with Novotis but in the recruiting industry in general, but what's been one of the most challenging aspects for you?
Yeah, the challenges have changed along the way. You know, early on, the challenges were obviously, you know, getting companies to pay fees. It was just kind of a different world, and headhunters had this kind of weird reputation. Now we're in more of a business process outsourcing situation where it's a professional services environment. There's heavy, heavy expectations on the providers to deliver. And a lot of it has been commoditized and prices have been driven down. And so, you know, there's this not only labor pressure, labor supply and demand, but there's also this squeeze on pricing as well. And that's, you know, to us is challenging. And, you know, the other thing is, as our clients struggle to keep up with the labor supply and then the labor availability, recruiting companies do as well. It's very difficult and challenging to find good recruiting professionals out there. So we're experiencing some of the same things that our clients are experiencing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, makes sense. What about the most rewarding aspect that you can think of, something that stands out among the rest?
Yes, there's actually two things, and it very much aligns with, you know, what we do as a company. There's more to this than just, you know, putting people in jobs. You know, three things that are life-changing for people are the birth of a loved one, the death of a loved one, and changing a job. And you can add on, you know, relocating too. So we touch two of those. You know, the job change is something that is very substantial. And so for us, the rewarding piece is building companies, both our companies and our clients' companies. And having a major play in molding where our customers are going and strategizing with them and ultimately delivering on that. Very, very rewarding when we can look at a company we've been doing business with for 10 years and say, you know, we've hired thousands of people. The company's changed. The company's acquired, you know, additional businesses. The leadership in the company, we've had a hand in facilitating, you know, the executives all the way down to truck drivers. So, you know, lifelong friendships. When you're sitting in somebody's, you know, on somebody's backyard or porch or dock in Louisiana that you've been doing business with for 10 years and sharing, you know, about families and that, it's very rewarding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. And I think one of the pieces that you touched on a little bit is just with, you know, you mentioned successes and helping people in their lives, but also helping companies. So not a lot of industries you've got two customers, I guess you could look at it. And it's challenging because you have to make both happy and you have to find the right fit for the company and the right fit for the candidate. But when you can make both of those happen and it's successful, it's definitely rewarding.
Absolutely.
So looking at Novotis' current business, and now Orion Novotis, Orion Talent, and all the cool things we have going on right now, what accomplishment or milestone do you think stands out to you the most about the business overall?
Well, you know, aside from awards that we've achieved, which our customers have voted us into, such as HRO Baker's Dozen, number one provider on the mid-market, highest quality provider, you know, best places to work and things like that. You know, to run and operate a business today is very challenging. Not only the financial constraints, the social constraints, the, you know, the sales and marketing pressures and things like that. It's a hard thing to do. And when I look back, we've built a company that is robust, that has a great reputation. We've changed people's lives. That to me is pretty darn impressive. I mean, what my team does on a daily basis together in changing lives is very impressive and very rewarding. And you know, there's so many different details, Megan, that we could talk about, you know, specific instances. But when you look at it holistically, I think it's a great accomplishment to run and operate a, you know, robust business in today's economy.
Mm-hmm, for sure, and weathering the storm of the economic downturns and everything else. So 100% agree with that.
Yes, and that too.
So what about a story that stands out to you the most about the early days? I know we talked about, you know, not having computers, no internet, which sounds hilarious to someone who's my age and a little bit newer to the industry. But anything else that stands out to you, whether it's a funny story or anything that's been the most challenging or most rewarding?
Yes, there's a few, but I'm gonna tell you a quick one. So in recruitment process outsourcing, there's times where you've got to participate in a RFP, a request for proposal, and then go through that path. It's a low probability thing, but you have to play in them anyway. We participated in a particular RFP for a large insurance company that was based in the Midwest. We knew, or we had a feeling that they had already had their provider picked out. There was an existing provider that was in there, and we kind of sniffed out that maybe they were just doing a price check. We went through the process. We were selected as a finalist to come on site and present. They gave us very, very limited insight into who was going to be there, how many people, what the situation was, you know, all these things we do in discovery before we go on site to present. A team of four of us, it was myself, Novotis' original founder, Mike Mayu, Jess Turner, Vice President of Talent Acquisition, and then Lindsay Page, who was our Recruitment Operations Manager. Four of us went to Milwaukee, and we were driving to the venue in the morning in a minivan, and for some reason, my youth thought that everybody was very, very tense and high-strung and focused and nervous and this, and, you know, this to me was kind of like any other day. We're going to get up there and do our thing. We're good at this. Mm-hmm. And my youth said to me, jokingly, he said, if you somehow work the words zippity-doo-dah or chitty-chitty-bang-bang into the presentation, he goes, I'll buy you a brand new fishing pole and reel and everything, because he knows I like to fish. And everybody just kind of laughed and then got back to being nervous and serious. Well, right in the middle of the presentation, we were in basically a training room that was about as big as a basketball stadium. It was humongous. And there was 11 people from the company in there looking across the tables at us to critique us. And while we were doing our presentation, we were talking about implementation, and they were asking questions. Tell us about implementation. And so right then, you know, it had been a very, very serious, we could not break them. We could not get them to kind of let down their guard. And so I proceeded to hijack that piece of the presentation and said, let me talk about implementation. And then I kind of walked them through, and I said, but let's all be real. It's not all chitty chitty bang bang at the beginning. There's a lot of work to do. And I just kind of kept on going. And my team, I tried not to make eye contact with my team after I said that. And they were all, their faces were red. Lindsay was looking down at the floor, trying not to just completely lose it. Mayu was just about to bust out in hilarity. And we just kind of kept on going on. So, you know, I guess the moral is, we take this stuff pretty, but we can't take it too seriously. We're in the people business. There's most of the pieces to what we do is very fun. It's very rewarding. My team has a good time doing it, and we, you know, our customers are people too. And so, mm-hmm. you know, I think that was something that. That really stands out. You know, there's a bunch of them, but that was a funny deal.
Well, that's great. Oh, so I have to ask. Yeah, I was going to ask if you got the deal.
So we didn't get the deal. They ended up staying with their current provider, which we thought we would do. But one of the people that actually left that company brought us to another company. So we did make an impact.
So I assume then that you at least got your fishing pole.
Of course.
That's great. I love that. That's hilarious. Okay, awesome. So moving on to, now that we've talked a little bit about the past of Novotis and kind of what's gotten up to this point, now looking at Orion Novotis and the merging of the two companies. So I talked to Mike and kind of, you know, what led to it on the Orion side. And really, one of the main things that he said is there was just a lot of business on the table that we were walking away from because, you know, we had the military piece. Everyone knew we were the military experts. But when they come to us with roles that we know we can fill, but they're looking for, you know, skilled talent, then that's just something that's immediately taken away from us. So I know that's kind of the business case on the Orion side. But what about on the Novotis side? What did you guys think when you were first approached by Orion?
We, you know, again, going back to kind of my intro, our goal was to build a company worth keeping and have options. And the have options piece of it is, you know, when you build a company privately held, we funded it with our own money. We were very healthy financially, but we knew we would get to a place where we kind of hit critical mass, we'd hit a tipping point to where we would have to go out and partner with somebody, we'd have to go out and raise money and give away a big piece of the company. We would, you know, there was all these different options that we had in order to facilitate further growth or, you know, mm-hmm. massive growth. And you know, at the end of the day, we had to look what was the right thing for, you know, the employees, the team members, the business owners. And so my partners were at a place to where, you know, they were ready. I was at a place to where I was ready to explode it and keep going bigger. And so we made the decision to explore other options. And when Mike came to us, it was kind of by chance. It was, you know, Mike's here in Austin, we're here in Austin. The interesting thing about Orion is, you know, Orion's been I was a customer of Orion's on a couple different occasions, Applied Materials and KB Home. Mm-hmm. Always had the highest level of respect for the team. I've known some of the guys since, you know, like 96, 97. And it was very interesting and intriguing when we looked at the possibility of plugging into a company that had a big distribution channel. Orion, you know, leader, big account executive population, does business with hundreds of clients a year, big brands, only handles the military part, big opportunity in front with civilian requisitions and skilled talent. And mm-hmm. and so, you know, when we started talking more and more, it was absolutely, you know, almost a no-brainer that this was the right thing to do. And so, you know, for us and our clients, it gave us the opportunity to plug in best-in-class military veteran hiring, absolutely. And then for Orion's clients, it was a no-brainer to be able to offer up skilled talent recruitment and recruitment process outsourcing programs and some of the other things that we do on the civilian side.
Got it. Yeah. So that sounds kind of like what I said to Mike when I was talking yesterday, when you said it was a no-brainer. I was like, it's kind of like a light bulb moment. Like, you're not competing against each other because it's not as if you are offering the same services already. It's really something that's an enhancement and an add-on to just help grow each of the businesses and then the businesses together for sure.
Yes. And I think, you know, when you look at kind of the DNA of the people in both companies, aside from Orion being, you know, primarily military, a lot of ex-military people in Orion, and then Navotis on our side, our cultures may be a bit different, but the DNA of our people is, you know, very similar. You know, we hire up the food chain. We hire folks that are smart, that have drive, that are very, very much customer focused, that have servants' hearts. So, you know, bringing that together, easy part.
Great. Yeah. So what about some of the benefits to your clients that you've seen already?
Yeah. So the benefits is, you know, speed to market. We've got clients that, you know, that need, you know, techs, that need, you know, technical folks that map very well back into the military. And with the need being so, so elevated, we're able to plug the whole military component in immediately for, you know, speed to hire. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, on the strategy side, we're putting together now, you know, more sophisticated, military specific hiring programs for clients and introducing them to the benefits of, instead of just checking the box off and saying, hey, we've got a couple vets that work for us and we have a military program. Now our clients actually do or have access to a world-class military recruiting program.
Yeah, for sure. So one of the reasons that we're doing this podcast and really this series of talking about kind of the evolution of Orion, the evolution of Navotis, and now the evolution together of Orion Talent and Orion Navotis is to just talk about kind of where we were and then where we're going. And I know the timing of this is great because it coincides with our new brand launch. So I know that was something that kind of everyone within the company looked at and saw the need for a new, more cohesive brand to better position us as being, you know, a one-stop shop for all of the talent solutions versus, you know, Novotis does civilian recruiting, Orion does military. So to kind of break down those walls and make it all one company. So I know that's something that all of us are excited about. It's happening just next week. So we all can't wait for that. And our new name now with Orion Talent versus Orion International. Just wanted to see if you thought there was anything about the new name that kind of resonates with you.
Yes, I love the new name. It says what we do. You know, at the end of the day, our clients are looking for more, better, faster, and for less cost. So, you know, more candidates, better hires, shorter hiring cycles, and lower costs. And I truly believe bringing both companies under one unified name is substantial. At the end of the day, as we went through this whole process, our clients said two things that were very resonating, and that is, we don't care what you're called, we buy you and partner with you for the results and the relationships. And so for us, that was kind of a light bulb moment to say, okay, we need to bring it all under one. We need to be a unified message to handle a unified problem.
Exactly. Well, I agree. I think the name's great. And I think it kind of goes beyond the recruiting aspect that we've always done in the past and focuses more on the total talent solutions and everything that we have to offer from military talent programs to RPO and then everything in between. So I think that's definitely a great all-encompassing name for the company.
Agreed.
So looking ahead, what are you the most excited about in the coming months and years?
Delivering more talent, better hires, shorter time, and for lower cost. You know, it's really exciting when we look at all the clients that both entities have done business with over the years and the clients that we're doing business now with and our pipelines. And I'm most excited about that. Those that know me know that I'm a guy that doesn't like to stand still. Mike Starch is very much the same way. We want to move forward. We want to do leading edge stuff. We don't, you know, status quo is not in our language. And so we need to, and we are, strive to get better at a rate faster than that of our competitors. And we do that by our results. And so, you know, it's very exciting to have conversations with people that that have recruiting problems that need to be solved. And it's very exciting when you can go in there, strategize with them, scope out a program, build out a platform to go out and meet and exceed a company's needs so that they can go out and grow. And to me, you know, what's coming for us is bigger. It's more opportunity for our team members. It's going to take us into other areas that we haven't been before. Technology, you know, maybe different new technology. There's some things that we're working on that are going to kind of turn what's traditionally known as, you know, military programs and RPO kind of upside down. There's some disruptive things that we're doing. So I'm very excited about the coming years. And, you know, I would say the coming years, because things move so fast, it's like dog years. I would say the coming months. You know, as you know, Megan, we move pretty fast, and the things that we've accomplished in the last year and a half have been pretty substantial. And you know, with the rebrand and the things that we're doing internally, we're going fast, and that's exciting to me.
Yeah, I think that's a good point that we have done so much within the past year and a half. I think now, though, with the rebranding, it's just making sure that the, you know, external message is matching what we've been able to offer and what we have been offering for the past year and a half. So I think that's really exciting.
Yes, yes. And, you know, one of the challenges for service providers is that we spend so much time branding our clients and propping our clients up because we work on behalf of them. So to go out and actually, you know, pop our head out and say, look, we're great. I think we're all pretty humble. But it, you know, we need to do that. We, you know, people need to know who Orion Talent is and who Orion Novotis is, and they will.
Yeah, awesome. So it's all great information. Anything else, Corey, that you want to say to any current clients or any prospective clients?
Yes, for our current clients, can't thank you enough for the partnership and the trust. You know, ultimately, you've entrusted us with your people, with your managers, with your executives, with your money. We understand that that it is very, very important and critical, and we take that very seriously. And you know, thank you for the trust and the partnership. To potential clients, you need to look under the hood and see who we are. We have a lot of juice. We have, you know, just our 10-year within our staff, we've got a lot of miles underneath us of delivering successful talent solutions. And you would be shorting yourself if you didn't look under the hood of Orion Talent.
Awesome. Well, Corey, I think that wraps it up, unless you have anything else to say. But I think that covered everything I wanted to cover. I think it's a lot of great information.
Well, good, and appreciate the time and the opportunity.
Of course. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Megan.